Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Tale of Two Dragons by G.A. Aiken. Narrated by Holly Jackson. Chapter 1.
Oi, Athelgar,
they yelled into his human face.
Oi, you awake?
Idiots. Every one of his brothers and sisters were utter idiots. Even these two. Gleena, his older sister, and Bursalak, his younger brother, who he believed to be the smartest of his kin, were still idiots.
Maybe he's dead, then,
Bursalak suggested. Nah, I think he's breathing. He just sleeps like the dead is all. An elbow, probably Gleena's, rammed across his jaw. Athelgar, she screamed. You awake? His jaw throbbing, Athelgar knew he couldn't keep ignoring his siblings or he risked losing part of his face. He slowly opened his eyes.
What?
See, Gleena said to Bursalak. He's not dead.
Such a relief. Mum would have had a fit if he turned up dead. Your concern overwhelms me, brother.
Athelgar cracked his neck.
So what do you want?
His brother and sister, also in their human forms, stood tall, hands on hips, staring down at him. The two of them looked the most alike of their siblings. Black hair, black eyes, rude natures. Bursalak had the nastiest attitude. But really, he was only the most focused. He had big plans. He didn't just want to be a warrior. He wanted to lead the Queen's army. It was a lofty goal, especially for one of the low-born Cadwallader clan, but if any of them could do it, it would be Bursalak. Gleena was more like Athelgar. They battled because they liked it and were good at it. They loved the armor, the weapons, the blood, the death. When the Queen had no wars, Athelgar and Gleena found human wars to fight. They were always fun and good training. But still, could Athelgar not get a few minutes to himself? He just wanted to have a meal and get a little nap before heading back to the human troops he'd been fighting with. As always, though, with his kin, that apparently wasn't possible.
Why are you two bothering me?
Her Majesty, Gleena sneered, wants to see us. Athelgar smirked. His sister didn't even bother trying to hide her dislike of the current monarch, Dragon Queen Adina. She'd taken over for her mother, the much-loved Queen Ganida, nearly a century ago, and Gleena still barely accepted Adina as their ruler. True, she'd protect her as the monarch of their people, but that was as far as Gleena the Black was willing to go. Curious as to what was going on, Athelgar asked,
"She wants to see us for what?" "You don't question,"
Bursalak snapped.
"You come when called."
"When did we become pets?"
Athelgar asked his brother. Gleena snorted.
"Don't anger me, brother. We serve the Queen, without question, without delay. Now get off your fat ass and let's get going."
Knowing quite well that his ass was perfect, Athelgar was getting ready to argue, for no other reason than to annoy his brother, when Gleena cleared her throat and motioned behind her. A group of humans were running toward them, all of them poorly armed with pitchforks and rusty swords and pikes.
"I'll handle,"
Bursalak began, but Gleena quickly stepped in front of him. "No," she told him. "You'll keep your mouth shut." The humans quickly crossed the open field until they reached them, the one out front stopping in front of Gleena.
"Did you see him, soldier?" he demanded. "Did you see the dragon?"
Gleena nodded. "We have troops searching for the bastard now. We'll find him, and we'll kill him."
"He destroyed my cattle!" one of the men yelled. "Look at this!"
They did. All those bones sucked clean of meat, fat, and marrow. It wasn't the entire herd that Athelgar had eaten, but at least half. He'd been hungry, though. Very hungry.
"That bastard," Gleena snarled. "We'll wipe the land of him. I promise you that."
The humans looked at Athelgar.
"What's wrong with him, then?"
the leader asked.
"He was attacked by that dragon."
Gleena nodded at Athelgar. With a sigh and a barely suppressed eye roll, Athelgar raised his arm and weakly stated,
"Don't mind me. I'm just slowly bleeding to death from the attack."